We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Shem Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Elio. We are in Tumura, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Hamafrish Mos Lechata Sova Avdu. Person designated money for his Korban Chatos to buy a Korban Chatos that he's chayv to bring, because some type of Averi he did, for which you would be chayv Kares if you did it b'mezid. He did it b'shogeg. So he has this money that he set aside to buy a Korban Chatos v'avdu. And now the coins are lost. V'hifrish Mos Acheres Tachten. So instead of, we had to designate other money. The first monies were lost, so now he still have to buy a Korban Chatos. So he designates other money. And then the Mishnah says, Lo hispik likach bahen chatos. He had yet to buy a chatos with the second monies, ad shenimtsu hamos harishonos. The original coins were found, the ones that were lost, before he even used the second coins that were their replacement to buy a Korban Chatos. So what should halacha be? He has both sets of coins now. Which should he use to buy the Korban Chatos? So the Mishnah says, Yavi me'elu me'elu chatos. He should mix all the money together, buy a Korban Chatos with all of that money. After all, he's buying the Chatos from a mixture of both of those monies. So there's no case here of a chatos sheniskapru ba'aleha ba'acheres. This is not a case where he had already achieved atonement with the Korban Chatos and only then it was found. But rather, all the monies are here. So mix them together. Use from that mixture money to buy one Korban Chatos. Obviously, there'll be money left over because you only need to buy one animal and you have double the amount of money. V'hasha'ar yiplu v'nedava. Whatever's left of that mixture of monies from the car set aside for the both Korbanos Chatos will now be placed in the Pushkas and the Beis HaMikdash, from which they'll bring the communal Olos on Nedava. Like any time we have Mosar Chatos, a surplus of Chatos, where do we put the money? We put it in the Shofar and the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Gemara says, you know what that implies. Let's say he didn't mix up the money and ended up taking one of those sets of coins to buy a Korban Chatos. And now he's left with the other set of coins. The halacha then would be, then we would treat those other set of coins like Demei Chatos, Shenis Kapru Ba'alein Ba'acheres, where we have the money sitting around and the owner was achieved atonement through the other money. What would the money now left over have to, what would he have to do with it? You have to throw them to Yam HaMelech, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. Next case, Hamafrish Maos Lechata Sova Avdu. So far, the same. He set aside coins for a Korban Chatos. The coins were lost. V'hifrish chatas tachtahen. So here, he didn't set aside coins in their place. He actually set aside a Korban Chatos in place of those money. So here he has an animal. Maybe he's going to bring this animal. But lo hispik lahakrivat shenim suhamos. Before he could even bring the second animal as his Korban Chatos, the money showed up. The original money, v'harei chatos balas mum. So now we add on a variable to complicate matters. The chatos that we speak of, that he set aside in place of the money, ends up being a balmum, has a blemish. So it can't be brought as a korban. What do we do with it? Timacher v'yavi me'elu me'elu chatos. Sell that chatos, that animal, or that as a mum, and now we should mix up the money. The money, the original money that was lost that he found, and the money he gets from the selling of this mum, this Korban Chatos that he designated with the mum, and buy a Korban Chatos, v'hash for his sin offering that he's obligated to bring, v'hash sha'ar yiplu nedava, and the rest of the money that's left over, as we explained before, can be placed in the pushkas for nedava, for communal ola purposes. What if had this animal been a tamima, meaning it didn't have a mum? So then that's implied. In fact, we'll see a little bit later in the Mishnah that if the chatos were a tamima, the one that he designated instead of the most, the money that was lost, and now it's a tamima. Remember, the money's found before he even brought it. So the halacha would be that he would be makriv that Korban Chatos. What would you do with the money? You'd throw them to Yam HaMelech. Now, whose opinion is that? So we're going to see that's Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's opinion. That's Rebbe's opinion, where Rebbe believes if the chatos was lost at the time that you were mafresh another one, and in this case, it's the money that was lost. Either way, if the Korban Chatos is lost when you mafresh a second one, or the money was lost when you the time that you designated a Korban, another Korban Chatos in place for the money, Either way, the halacha is that the chatas that's found has to go to Misa, or the money that's found has to go to Misa, which means Yam HaMelech, even though they were found before the owner achieved atonement at all. Remember, you weren't makriv the carbon just yet. We'll see that the chachamim disagree. They're going to hold that the chatas is not mesa. The money doesn't have to go to Yam HaMelech if you find the animal, if you find the money before the owners achieve atonement. Only after they're mechaper with the acheres and the money shows up or the lost carbon chatas shows up do we say that the chatas has to die or the money goes to Yam HaMelech. As we will see. Next case, Hamafrish Chata Sova Avda, person designated a carbon chatas. This is not money now. He's mafrish an animal for his carbon chatas, and the animal is lost. V'hifrish Mos Tachtel. So now, just the reverse of the previous case, he designated here the animal, and then the animal was lost, and he now sets aside money in place of that lost carbon chatas. Lo hispik likach b'hen chatas. Achanim says chatas. So before he could even spend the money to buy a carbon chatas to be makriv with the new money, the first animal shows up. Vaharehi balas mumma. To add on, we complicate matters. It has a mum, so you can't bring it as a carbon. What do we do with it, with the animal that we remember that was lost? You were mafrish and it was lost. Now it shows up. Timacher, sell that chatas that has a mum. So you sell it. V'yavim me'elu me'elu chatas. And then you mix the money, the new money that you set aside after you lost the first chatas, and the money you got from selling the first carbon chatas. You mix the money together and you buy, of course, a carbon chatas. Vahashoyipalunadava, and whatever money is left will go to Nadava. Hamafrish chata. So the next case, Vaavda, Vivishasacharatachta. So now we're in just the animal world. There's no money here. Person is mafish an animal for his carbon. This is the classic case for a carbon chatas. And he set aside another animal in its place. Lo hispik lahakriva ad shenimtzeis harishona. So before you could be makriv the second one, the first one shows up. Havaharei shtehen balos mum. But both can't be brought as a carbon. They're both balos mum. They have a blemish. So what do we do? Yimachu, sell both chatos. V'yavi me'elu me'elu chatas. And from the money that you mix together, you bring one carbon chatas v'ashar the leftover money pulunadava. What about next case? Hamafrish chatasova avda v'hifrish acheres tachtea. Same thing. No money here, just animals. You mafrish one chatas and it's lost. You mafrish another one in this place. Lo hisnik lakriva chenim says harishona. And before you makriv the second one, the first one is found. So this is really the famous case. V'harei shteim tamimos. So they're both tamim, which means they don't have a mum. They can be brought as a carbon. So what do we do in such a case? They're both sitting in front of us. He wasn't makriv the second one yet. The first one now shows up. What do we do with this? Ach, you'd only bring one. What do you do with the other? So achas mehem tikrav chatas. One of them should be brought as a carbon chatas. Sounds like either one. Vashniya, and the second one, tamos should die. This is the famous opinion of Rebbe, Divrei Rebbe. Why? Because according to Rebbe, since the first chatas was lost at the time that you designated a second one, even though the first one shows up, it's found before you're even makriv the other one. Halacha is, once you miskaper with one of them, the other one goes lemisa. This is an example of chatas shemiskaper baaleha ba'acheres, and it's one of the five chatos amesos, according to Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai. The Chachamim say, and of course, by the way, Rebbe would certainly agree, if he already achieved kapara with the animal that he designated in place of the first, and only then the first one was found. Of course, the one that's found has to go to Misa. But the Chachamim hold that in the case of Rebbe, it's not true that the Chatas is supposed to die. V'Chachamim omim, ein Chatas Mesa elo, shenimtzeis me'achar shekipru habaylam. Chatos shekipu balea ba'acheres only dies if the other animal was still lost at the time that the owner is makriv the second animal. And it's only found afterwards. So when you find that animal afterwards, then it goes lemisa. And the same thing applies to money. Ve'ein ha'mos hol chos liyam ha'melach. Ela shenimtzu me'ach ha'shekipur ha'baylam. And the same thing goes to money. Money that was designated for a carbon chatas and it was lost. And is designated now either new money or an animal, whatever it is, in its place. The money only goes to liyam ha'melach if it was found after the owner owners achieved atonement with their new animal. The money was found. Then it's Misa that goes to Misa. But if the money's still sitting in front of us, it was found before you got Kapara. So then, according to the Chachamim, that money does not go to Yam HaMelech. Now, interestingly, the Gemara limits this machlokas, and it has a machlokas between Rav Huna and Rabbi Abba as to what circumstances Rebbe and the Chachamim actually argue. According to Rav Huna, and the name of Rav, everyone agrees that if in fact the owner was makriv, remember, both animals are now sitting in front of us. So this is where he was not niskaper ba'acheres, and the other one was found. And what do we say? Oh, that's where the machlokas is. Actually, says Rav Huna, even the Chachamim would agree. If the person midas, with kavana, takes one of the animals and is makrivit, what's the halacha? The other one is supposed to die. Why? That's what we call dacha biyadayim. He pushed it aside. He showed that he didn't care about the other animal. He's going, I see there are two animals in front of me. I'm taking one. I know they're both in front of me. And I am taking one. I'm being makriv one of them. Even the Chachamim would agree that in that case, even though he didn't achieve kapara before the first one was found, nonetheless, the one that you found now, the one that came that was found, has to die. It also is supposed to die. Where do the Rebbe and the Chachamim disagree? Where someone comes to the rabbi and says, oh, which one should I be makrif? So Rebbe would say, you should take... go be miskaper with the one that was not lost, and the one that was lost is supposed to die. And the Chachamim say, no, we tell you to be miskaper with the avuda, with the animal that had been lost, get kapar with that, and the one that was not lost, meaning the one that was that you designated in its place, should be tirach, as the stayv does not need to die. That's one interpretation of the Mishnah and their machlokas. And Rabbi Abba, in the name of Rav, disagrees and says, no, everyone would agree that if he achieves a atonement with the Eina Avuda, which one is that? That is the second one he designated. So everyone agrees, even the Chachamim agree, that the Avuda, the one that's found, is supposed to die, even though it was found before he achieved Kapara. Where's the machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim? That's where he achieved kapara with the lost one. The one that was lost and now found, he's makrivet. That's where the machlokas is. That's where the Chachamim say that the other animal does not die. Because Rebbe says, oh no, whichever one you makriv with, you're mechaper with, the other one has to die. So the Chachamim say no. If they say only when you achieve kapara with the second animal, the one that had never been lost, do we say that the one that was lost dies? But if you achieve kapara with the lost one that was found, now it's sitting in front of you, so the one that's ein avuda, the one that you designated in its place, that doesn't die. That's tira ach shetistoyev. The only time, but the Chachamim would agree that if you achieve kapara with the second animal, then the avuda, the one that was found, so that animal is supposed to die. Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Hamafrish chataso vaharehi ba'alasmum. Person is mafrish a korban chatas, and behold, it is in fact, it has a blemish. So before we even explain this case, we have to understand the background. We're going to introduce a new opinion. We mentioned the machlokes, Rebbe and the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, what's considered a chatas, shenis kapru ba'aleo ba'acheres, where the other animal is supposed to die. So that was the debate in the previous Mishnah. But they both agree, Rebbe and the Chachamim agree, that the chatas had to have been lost. At some point, it was lost, and then it was found. The only question is, did the owner achieve kapara before it was found or not? But if the chatas, let's say, was never lost at all, so then we wouldn't consider the whole case of chatas whose owner achieved atonement with another animal, because after all, it was never lost. We'll see in this Mishnah, the Tanaim are going to disagree with that. They're going to hold that you can have a chatas that was never lost at all, and we can still consider it a chatas in his kapru balea ba'acheres, assuming the owner achieves kapara with another chatas. So here's the case. Hamafish chatas sovari bala. So a person designated an animal for a common chatas, and now we see that there's a mum on it. Mochra v'yavi b'dameha acheres. He sells it and takes the money, brings another karmen chatas with that. What happens? So you sell the karmen chatas. The kedusha now is no longer on the chatas, it's on the money. So now you can eat the animal with the mum and without a problem. What do you use the money? You use the money to buy a tamim, an animal that's tamima, that has no blemish, and then that at money transfers the kedusha onto the animal. So that's what the Mishnah tells us what we're supposed to do. The person who now buys is able to buy. He can use the, as we said, he can use the animal balmum for whatever he likes. Now the Bar Tanura points out, which is what's going, we'll see how the Tanoim of this Mishnah differ from Rebbe and the Chachamim. He says like this: "Avol kolzman shitachas ba'ala." But if the animal is still in the hands of the owner, he didn't sell it. So then, b'shash and his kapara ba'acheres tamos. Then, if he already achieved kapara with a new animal, then the original animal is supposed to die. The animal that has, apparently the animal that has a mum is supposed to die. So what the Mishnah is telling us here, the animal, original animal that he designates as karmen chatas, was never lost. It just developed a mum. So it doesn't matter. According to this opinion, if he achieves atonement already, so then the animal has to die, you could no longer sell it. That is the opinion of the Tana Kama here. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im karva hashniya ad shalom nishchata harishon atamos, shekvar kipru bahabailim. If the second one was sacrificed before the first one was shechted, so then the original one that was not shechted is supposed to die because the owner already achieved atonement. What does Rabbi Shimon Bar Elazar hold? In what way is he different than the Tana Kama? So the Bar Tanur explains. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Savar, Kolzman Shehi Ba'olam La'achar Shnis Kapu Abaylam Ba'acheres. Bein shehi tachas bala bein biyad acherim tamos. So this is a bigger chumrah. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon saying, if the second one was brought as a karbon before the first one was shechted, even if the first one is in the hands of a buyer, someone bought it, that animal, that had a mum, and it's in that person's hands, and it was not shechted, he didn't eat it. So guess what? Harishona Tamas, it has to die, even though it's not in his hands. It still has to die. Why? Because the owner achieved atonement. That animal's still around. Remember, A, it was never lost. Tanakam at least holds, but it was never lost. We can consider this a case of this kapur b'alav b'acheres, but that's only where it's still in the hands of the owner. If it was already sold, then we don't have to worry about it. According to Rabbi Elazar from Shimon, no, even though it was sold in the hands of someone else. If the owner achieves atonement before that, that first animal is still around and it wasn't shechted, even though it was sold in someone else's hands, Tamos, it still has to die.